Hi, this is Alan Carrington from Between the Buttons again. We're on the final day of Macworld, and you can hear by the noise that I'm in the middle of the expo. It's like a candy shop for techies, but it's amazing. I've travelled around the expo looking for product and looking for ways in which the student and the teacher can be empowered. And as a printer from many, many years ago, I'm a PageMaker fan. I've come a long way, and I stumbled upon this thing called iStudio Publisher. This is the next generation of publishing, and I actually met Tom O'Connor, and as soon as he opened his mouth, I realised he's a POM, and seeing we're not playing Test cricket, I'm prepared to talk to him. Tom, thank you for your time.
Hello, Alan. Nice to meet you. I'm glad you stopped by to talk to us about our software. We're a long way from home, just like you are.
But then again, you know, this place is getting more and more international. We're seeing more people from around the world every day, or every Macworld. Tom, tell us about iStudio Publisher. It's a real next generation thing. Tell me what it does.
iStudio Publisher is a step above word processing and a little bit below the top end professional desktop publishing applications. We designed it basically from the bottom upwards. We've spent 7 years getting to this stage.
7 years?
Because rather than developing one simple application, first of all, we decided to develop an engine which allows us to create lots of applications and do that by producing niche products in publishing.
Okay, so there's more products that I... is this a suite of products?
This is one of a suite of products. Right. The iStudio Publisher is obviously, like Alan mentioned earlier on, like you mentioned earlier on, about like PageMaker. It's designed as an intuitive general publishing drawing, design, and layout application. But we can also produce other products as well.
Tell me what you think the future of desktop publishing is all about. I mean, you know, everybody's ranting and raving about moving away from the paper and saving trees. What do you see the role of iStudio Publisher, particularly in schools and universities, etc.? What does it do?
We have been in publishing for 25 years ourselves, and we have wanted to sort of create an application that allows young people to be creative, to use their creativity and their design skills with an application that doesn't cost the earth. Obviously, up to now, to be able to do design with an application like ours is very, very expensive. What we tried to do is concentrate on an intuitive, easy to use, but functionally strong application, and that's taken us a lot of time. 3 years already on the Apple Mac.
And you know, it's a really interesting point because you and I are both probably grandparents or getting close. And the truth of the matter is, when you get the remote control and you say, I don't know how this works, give it to the kid, you know, how does this handle, you know, desktop publishing? Is this, for young people too?
This is, we believe, is ideal for young people because young people today, due to the internet and they're operating with computer systems at fairly young ages, are very easily adaptable to desktop publishing, and therefore they find it so easy to use.
Give us a list of some of the hot features in iStudio Publisher. It's probably got a long list, but what would you reckon is the most what's hot?
The first important thing is we spend a lot of time on the user interface because we do not want to have people have to have a 400 or 500 page manual. There is no manual with our software.
That's interesting, Tom, because my son, who's now 26, and he'll say to me, you know, he says, gee, Dad, I like this software. I've actually had him say this. He says, gee, Dad, I like this software. And I say, why, son? He says, because it's got no manual, which is really foreign to an academic.
Yes, well, that's the intention, is to make it so it's simple to use out of the box. And one of the first statements from a large company in the United States was, become a publisher in less than 30 minutes with iStudio Publisher. And this was a company called creativepro.com. So they know that by opening the box, by listening to two or three videos and watching the videos, you can now navigate the system quite easily. There's one screen layout for the whole operation. Everything's available quite quickly, and you can get into it and start to draw and to create shapes and layout incorporate text and graphics within hours rather than weeks or months.
Tom, this is not maybe way beyond the scope of iStudio, but is there any capability in the product for interactivity? Can you do forms, for example, and create a form that somebody can add content to?
Yes, of course. I mean, you can, every document, there's our own document format is an XML format, so we use a basic format, and obviously files can be exchanged, and you can add to the file. You can create a document and send it to somebody else. Because the cost of our product is so low, lots of people can have the same application, and they can then open up the file and add to the form and create more, add to it. The idea is to have, for example, we have a school newspaper group in the UK, and they're producing their newspaper. There are 10 people in the class, and they all do certain parts of the newspaper.
Okay, so what you're saying to me, I was thinking more along the lines that it creates a PDF form or something, but what it does, what you're talking about is having a product, sorry about the noise, guys, but the product that is low cost, students can all over in the class, in the whole institution, can have a copy of this software. You can create an assessment in it. They get it, they open it, they fill out the assessment, save it again and return it. Okay, that's a little different than what I want, but that's quite interesting. So I guess you're interested in universities and high and school systems in campus-wide licensing?
Yes, we have a large university in the UK called Loughborough University, which is probably more famous for its athletics links, but they have a Mac lab with 20 Macs in it, and they are starting their postgrad to train people in publishing, general publishing. But we believe there are better opportunities for young people in schools. We have a school, as I mentioned earlier, who are training their 14-year-old upwards on publishing by allowing them to create a newspaper for the school.
Tell me, Tom, what other features do you think is really, you know, special inside this product? I'm dying to get my hands on it, but that's because I've got ink in my blood. But electronically, it produces PDFs. Is that right?
That's correct. We output a PDF, and we also output the new EPUB standard, which is the new device for creating e-readers or electronic books.
EPUB. Man, that sounds like where you buy beer online.
EPUB is the latest standard that has been adapted by Apple for their new device, the iPad. So you've got to remember your eyes.
Yeah, so you must be reasonably on top of the heap when it comes to getting approved for that type of publishing.
Yes, well, electronic publishing has been around for years, of course, but now that you have the new e-reader devices, such as the iPad and the Sony device, and Microsoft are bringing out a device as well, and of course Kindle has been around with Amazon for many years, it's widening the issue for textbooks to be able to produce things online rather than having it all to print. But of course we offer both.
And does an EPUB have a reader, sort of a free reader like an Adobe Reader?
No, the iPad is a reader, as is the Kindle device from Amazon and the Sony device. These are all electronic devices to allow people to read newspapers, magazines, and of course books online, so they can download thousands of books into their e-reader, and using EPUB as the format medium, they can read their books.
I've been talking to Tom O'Connor, who is the CEO of iStudio Publishing. And, you know, Tom, thank you very much for your time. I'll put all your links to your website and hopefully embed a video into the blog site. Thank you for your time. This is really a hot product, and I'm looking forward to seeing it in schools all over Australia.
We're looking forward to working with you guys in Australia. We do have some users in Australia and in New Zealand at the moment, because our product is for sale worldwide through our website, iStudioPublisher.com.
Thank you.
I was too busy trying to hold the bloody box. Okay, let me show you what happens.
Now, I might have forgotten a bit too much about people.
Oh, look. It won't work, because they'll want to pay for it. We